This is the Pretzel Podcast, a podcast about pretzels.
Welcome to the Pretzel Podcast, coming to you from Pretzel World Headquarters, a radio studio in Milwaukee, USA. I am Mitch Tyke.
And I am Michelle Maternowski. We are two pretzel enthusiasts sharing our love for our favorite snack with podcast listeners around the world. Pretzel news, pretzels in pop culture, pretzels in history, and pretzel reviews. They're all part of the best pretzel podcast on the whole darn internet.
We did a little market research. Did we find any other pretzel podcasts on the whole darn internet?
No, but I did find a snacks podcast that Michael Ian Black does. In one of the episodes, I think they tried pretzels. So I feel like I need to listen to that.
So on this episode of the Pretzel Podcast, we have two updates from the pretzel business world that I think speak to how well pretzels are faring in the snack food universe. We will sample some international pretzels to see how people in other parts of the world interpret the pretzel. So as they say in the pretzelverse, stick around. It's our first pretzel podcast of the new year, and it comes after the holidays. Did you get pretzels for the holidays?
Yes, I did.
I feel like we're being typecast. I got pretzels for the holidays, too.
And the funny thing is that I didn't tell my family that I had a podcast about pretzels, but somehow my aunt, hi, Aunt Linda and Aunt Eileen, heard it and then gave me pretzels on Christmas. And it was amazing.
What kind of pretzels did she give you?
An assortment that I look forward to talking about in the future.
I noticed we have a number of Maternowskis that are following us on Instagram.
Yes, that is another thing that we did on Christmas together.
The whole family gathered around and followed the Pretzel Podcast on Instagram.
Got my nephews to like it, so.
And you are just back from not feeling so hot. We're glad that you are up and around. This was not, we should stress, a pretzel-related illness, though.
No. Thank God. However, if I wouldn't have brought all of my pretzel gifts to work, I would have used them to ease my stomach.
Should we start with pretzels in the news?
Yes, I think that's a great place to start.
Pretzels in the news.
Let's start with the big shakeup in the pretzel world that happened on December 18th. That was the day the Pretzel Podcast was launched. But believe it or not, there was actually bigger news that day on that first episode.
Wait, I don't think that's possible.
You know, you would have thought that the Pretzel Podcast launch would have clearly been the biggest pretzel news in
that
any given day.
Yeah.
And yet, you remember which pretzels we tried on the first episode of the Pretzel Podcast?
Of course I do. We had Rolled Gold and then Snyder's of Hanover.
Well, apparently the people at Campbell's Soup were listening to our generally favorable review of the Snyder's pretzels. Campbell's apparently was really taken with our review because a few short hours after the podcast went live, Campbell's announced it is buying Snyder's Lance, and you told us all about the ownership of Snyder's and their merger with the Lance snack food company. They're buying Snyder's Lance for $4.9 billion.
Thanks to our podcast.
You know, I could see this in some kind of dossier about should we go through with this purchase? And they heard the Pretzel Podcast.
Like, well,
and
Mitch and Michelle are talking about.
Pushed them over the top.
Yeah.
So apparently the issue here for Campbell's is that soup sales are lagging. CNN reported that the Campbell's soup was down 9% sales in the past year. And also, food prices are falling at grocery stores, so Campbell's was looking to diversify further into the snack food industry. They already own Pepperidge Farm. Did you know that?
Is Goldfish, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And then Goldfish has a pretzel Goldfish.
Wow. So
it all comes
Campbell's
together.
Clearly sees the future in pretzels. Snyder sales have been booming in the last couple of years, so it seems like pretzels are an especially hot commodity. This could mean only one thing, and that is pretzel soup.
Yes.
So that was the first big piece of pretzel news in the last few weeks. Meanwhile,
it seems like your Google alerts on pretzels have been pretty active.
Absolutely. It's a company right in our backyard. They've discovered that pretzels are indeed a hot commodity, hotter than rye bread, challah, or even donuts. Miller Baking Company. You probably are familiar with Miller Baking Company. This is the Milwaukee company that makes Pretzilla buns, among other things.
I didn't realize it was a Milwaukee company.
It is. They will soon be the Milwaukee company that only makes Pretzilla buns. The company announced just in the last week or so that they are renovating their Northwest Milwaukee plant, adding almost three dozen employees, and eliminating everything else that they produce.
What else did they produce?
They produced challah and donuts other forms of bread. Yes, exactly. So the newspaper Biz Times reports the company started making pretzel buns in 2007, and they now constitute about 90% of the company's sales.
I think 2018 is the year of the pretzel.
And we are riding the wave. Pretzilla buns are totally, they are hot around here, I know.
Yeah, I'm conflicted about how I feel about pretzel buns.
Well, it raises an interesting philosophical question. Yes. Do pretzel buns equal pretzels?
Well, and that's just a bigger question that I've been mulling over, that we need to have an episode. It's just what makes a pretzel a pretzel.
But yes, let's save that for another episode. And in other news?
We have 71 subscribers. Woo!
Spectacular, including
my Aunt Linda, who gave me the pretzel present. So
all
thank
right.
you to those 71.
Thanks, spread the word. If you know somebody who loves pretzels out there, tell them about the Pretzel Podcast and hold their hand as they subscribe.
And I've heard other people say this at the end of their podcast about leaving a review. I'm not sure what that does, but I feel like it must do something because other people always say it.
So why don't you drop by the Pretzel Podcast page on iTunes and leave us a review?
Like my Aunt Linda did.
You can stay in touch with all things Pretzel by following us on social media at Pretzel Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Or get in touch by email at pretzelpodcast@gmail.com.
So we are on to the point of the Pretzel Podcast where we taste test some pretzels. And for this, it's a very special time because we are going around the world with pretzels today.
We have quite the assortment in front of us.
We are fortunate enough in the Milwaukee area to have a couple of grocery stores that that cater to a particularly international clientele, and I happen to be wandering one of the snack food aisles. They're kind of organized by nationality at this particular grocery store, and I stumbled upon these particular pretzels that you have in front of you.
And I think they are beautiful. So the packaging is in like two little split things, so one side is sticks and one side is twists, as we've been calling them, but I like to have things organized. Like this weekend, to relax, I organize my books. So these, like all the sticks are like perfectly in a row in the package, and they're not really broken. And
we're going to have a picture of these up on the Pretzel Podcast
homepage. So if you think back to our pretzel pyramid and just the looks or the packaging and the pretzel shards, this would rate very high in that. But let's talk about who makes these pretzels, because they are 100% Chio quality, says the package. So it's Chio. It is a part of a larger company called Intersnack, which is a German snack food company. The package says Stickletti and Bresli, if I'm saying that correctly.
And I think they were actually arrested for espionage in the 40s, weren't they?
You'll have to tell that story. So I looked up on Google Translate what Bresli is.
It's Elvis's last name in Germany.
And the Google Translate says that they don't know.
It's pretty close to the German word for pretzel, though.
Yes. So is Chio a German company? Is it, according to the back, where it's manufactured or it's produced in Budapest? Is it Hungarian?
Well, if these are manufactured in Budapest, we're going to call these Hungarian pretzels.
Okay. Sounds good.
And you actually have the inside story of where the name Chio comes from.
Yes. So from their website, which is the only reference that I have to go off of, the beloved Chio chips were first created in 1962 by the Von Opel family. And the name Chio comes from the first letters of the family members' names. So there's Carlo, Heinz, and Irmgard Von Opel.
Okay. All right. So are we going to try both the twists and the sticks?
Well, I am kind of drawn to the sticks, so I'm wondering if you want to have the twists and all the sticks, or do you want to have both?
Why don't we have both?
Okay.
One hopes they taste the same.
I would think so.
The thing that's really amazing about how organized the sticks are is that they had to get all the way here from Hungary. You would think that just the shipment to this country might have...
But how much of our food comes from really far? You know, like super processed food, I'm assuming it comes from really far away anyways,
but
right?
Super processed food, not always as well organized.
That's true.
These are long sticks.
These are very thin and thin. I'm happy to report that they are pretzels because we've been fooled in the past. They have a little bit more of a burnt taste.
Mm-hmm. A little plain.
Try a twist.
I wonder how well we don't know how long it took these pretzels to get here from Hungary. I don't know how long.
How old they are.
Right. How long pretzels hold their flavor.
I don't see an expiration date, so they must be good forever.
So, Michelle, if you were traveling in Hungary and you were homesick for pretzels, would these do the trick?
Yes. Ooh, and this one has tons of salt on it. So every once in a while you get lucky and get a stick that's just coated. They're a decent pretzel.
Yeah, not bad at all. And we were noting the nutritional content. First of all, we should say how big this package is.
I'm trying to. I can't see. The problem is now that we've opened it, I can't flip it over to look at the.
And therein lies the flaw in this packaging.
Yes. Yeah. There's nutritional information on the bottom, so you have to lift it up over your head.
I can actually read it on the front. 250 grams. It's written in gold print.
I'm colorblind.
I think it would be very difficult
really
to read that.
Gold?
Yeah.
I can see it. I just didn't realize it was gold.
250 grams. I paid $1.99 for these.
Really?
Which
well, then
is
that's...
a bargain for imported pretzels.
I don't know. That's kind of a... Maybe it makes me like these even a little bit more because they seem like a good price for a good pretzel.
These look like they'd be ready to go if you took them to a party or something. You just peel off the top.
Would be the hit of the party. Okay, so what else do we have?
This, I believe,
these
cost
me. These confuse me.
There's a lot that's confusing about these. These are Jack and Jill chocolate pretzels. I bought them at the same grocery store. I think this cost me, this package cost me either 39 cents or 59 cents.
Okay. I want to read the back of it. Imagine your favorite biscuits stretched into fun sticks. Imagine them dipped and coated with rich chocolate. Then bite and enjoy. What a combination. What a totally awesome snack. Says the two characters, I'm assuming, who are dressed like Native Americans.
Which is all the more curious because these chocolate pretzels are made.
In the Philippines. By Jack and Jill. So maybe that's Jack and Jill.
It could be.
I don't understand why they're dressed the way they are. According to their website, they like to use the word mega brand to describe the Jack and Jill company.
Ironically, because this is a fairly small box.
It is a very small box. And I think it's interesting, too, that the packaging is upside down. So if you flip it over to look at the back, you have to flip it over again because it's not printed the right way. And then there's a sticker on it that says product of the Philippines.
Which is interesting because right above it, printed on the box, it says...
product of the Philippines. So the mega brand, back to the mega brand, Jack and Jill, they offer one of the most diverse portfolios of snack food products in the Philippines. I don't have an extensive knowledge of snack Filipino.
No reason to doubt them.
So we're just going to say that's true. And it's manufactured by the Universal Robina Corporation. So it's another one kind of like the InterSnack in Germany where you have a bunch of these brands that fall underneath the corporation.
All right. So we are opening the box. And inside the box, the pretzels are entirely covered in chocolate and inside a plastic package. And one of them is broken, but the rest seem to be intact. They have made the trip across the Pacific Ocean. There's no obvious way to open these, so I'm just going to see what I can do here. really no obvious way to open these. May have to stop the recording here to go get some scissors. Apparently, people in the Philippines carry a knife with them at all times. Oh, here we go.
It's just the suspense to try these is really building right now.
All right, I'm taking one. I'll pass it over to you.
Okay. They smell like chocolate.
They do smell like chocolate. I wonder how much salt is under these. That's my concern.
190 calories for the whole box. I think we both started off like, okay, this is okay. And then both of our faces changed because...
Clearly, it tastes like a cookie.
But they're not a very good cookie in the middle.
No, and so the chocolate isn't all that good either.
So if you want a fake pretzel cookie chocolate thing, then go with the ones that we tried last time.
They taste not unlike animal crackers coated in chocolate.
I like animal crackers
like
more.
A cheap animal cracker coated in chocolate. Can't recommend the Jack and Jill chocolate pretzels.
I think this is the first time that we've just kind of had a bust.
Fortunately, we could still redeem ourselves because we are tasting a third pretzel-like item.
Yes. I'll let you pronounce this one.
This comes to us from the nation, the Eastern European nation of Moldova.
Located between Romania and Ukraine.
Former Soviet Republic. And it is a product called Chelnochok, which I guess says also crisp bread rings. So we looked at this. Could be pretzels, could be bagels, could be crisp bread rings.
Yes. They kind of look like skinny, hard bagels.
Or really fat pretzel rings.
Yeah. They are made by the company Franzeluta. The T has a little accent underneath it, so I'm not sure what that does.
That's a diacritical mark of some kind.
According to their website, their products are manufactured according to classic dough preparation technologies, which is confusing because you have classic and then you have technologies together.
I wonder if they meant technique.
So the content of which is based on natural additions, which I'm assuming is additives?
Additives, maybe, yeah.
So they have become a competitive brand in the Republic of Moldova, and they offer a wide range of bakery, confectionery, and pastry products. So that does not give us a clue as to would these be classified as pretzels or not.
And I am going to suggest that you, before we open these, read the suggestions for how to store your crisp bread rings.
I look forward to that.
Right in the middle of the label.
And clean, dry, not infected place. So pretty much
you could not
don't
have
store it at my house.
Right, exactly. All right, Michelle, would you like to open these crisp bread rings for us?
Oh, yes, I would. Serving size is 3 pieces. And
there are a lot of servings in this bag.
There are tons. And each serving has 118 calories. Okay, so
all
we
right.
got our rings. Well, that's kind
of
hard.
Sound of me tapping the crisp bread rings on the console.
Kind of feels like it's that hard on my teeth, too.
Wow.
How old
Holy
are
cow.
These? I can't bite it.
You know, if you have a child who's teething.
I'm afraid I will break my tooth trying to bite into this.
Well, it's not a pretzel. I don't know what it is.
I think you could use it as like a washer.
Bookmark.
My teeth kind of hurt.
I think the descriptor crisp bread rings is just a maybe hard bread rings would be a better one, but
maybe if we soak these in something.
I'm hopeful
they
I did
taste
not
like nothing.
I'm hopeful I did not purchase these from the pet food aisle. I don't even know that we need to spend any more time on them.
if you were on an island all by yourself and there was no food, would you eat these rings or the Jack and Jill chocolate pretzels?
I would eat the Jack and Jill chocolate pretzels, and I would use these rings as building materials.
build a little house.
In fairness to the people that make the crisp bread rings there in Moldova, there are no broken ones in the package.
Because
they're impossible to break.
Because they are bricks. There are no pretzel crumbs. And that's been something we've been wondering if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So maybe it's a good thing when a bag has some crumbs in it. You could hang it on your door as like a door knock.
Or we could set up the Jack and Jill pretzels vertically and do a ring toss game.
Oh. So if anyone wants some pretzel rings, let us know and we can mail them
perhaps
to you.
Perhaps our first listener giveaway. We could, you know, we could probably just put one of these in the mail.
Put a stamp right on it. So that is that. That's all for this episode of the Pretzel Podcast, recorded in the studios of WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR, which distributes this, among many other podcasts, to people in Milwaukee, in Hungary, and even in Moldova and the Philippines. Why don't you subscribe to them as well? They're at WUWM.com.
Our theme music comes to us from Trapper Shep, and Sarah Dombrowski is the disembodied voice of the Pretzel Podcast.
I'm Michelle Maternowski.
And I'm Mitch Type. We'll come to you again soon with another salty episode of the Pretzel Podcast.
And hopefully with some better tasting pretzels.
This has been an episode of the Pretzel Podcast, a production of Pretzel Radio International.